Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm thrilled to be back.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, what's up? I'm live in Florida, driving on International Drive.
That's what you're doing now? You're driving in Florida? Wow.
Yeah.
In Orlando?
I'm being chauffeured.
Nice.
By the wife.
Oh, beautiful. You both have
That's
a lovely time
nice.
There.
Send her our best. Folks, this is the Andy and Amanda Show. We are live from Hollywood, California, from Cheltenhamshire, in the UK, something like that, where Amanda is in the UK. I'll get it straight one of these days, but she is in the UK. And we have our show coordinator, who happens to be the one and only Cornell Butler. He's remote today. He's been all week in Orlando, Florida, enjoying his anniversary celebration with his beautiful wife and going to Disney World and checking out the beaches and all the great things there is to do there. So we're back with you. This is, again, the Andy and Amanda Show on Coast to Coast Blog Talk Radio here. Thanks, everybody, for listening and joining our program. We do appreciate it. A lot to talk about today. And we're going to bring back later in the show Lee Van Dusen and Will Lomack, who have been providing some tremendous insight, just as investor citizens, nothing over and above that, who've made some great choices regarding the AMC and GameStop, and are knowledgeable about the forthcoming squeeze, and know about Tesla and all these things, and people are creating a lot of wealth in their individual lives, and we've joined that parade, and we can't wait to get that conversation going on this show later on as well. Welcome aboard, everybody. 515-605-9888. Amanda, good day to you.
Yes.
How's it going there, babes?
Oh, it's going good, my darling. You know, I just feel a little saddened by everything that's going on in the world. But other than that, I'm groovy, baby. Yeah.
Tick-tock.
Thank you. Okay, already. Okay. We have a new social media outlet for the Andy and Amanda Show over and above the andyandamanda.com website and the Facebook and the infrared or
Instagram and Twitter, right?
Instagram and Twitter.
TikTok.
I was on such a roll. We have TikTok. That's what I'm – thank you, Cornell. TikTok. And it's Andy and Amanda Show on TikTok. And we're going to be putting a lot of fun, goofy stuff on there. And you got to tune in. Even maybe some music that we'll perform and stuff like that. So join us on the TikTok, folks. Please follow Andy and Amanda Show on TikTok. Search and follow. Click it. Go ahead and do it. Okay? We appreciate it. I also want to announce we have a new state that is – not state. Excuse me. Country.
Oh.
Has joined us.
And who's taking the test?
We now have 51 states. Yes, we have another state. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Who do we have?
In Africa, Liberia. We have we're notified that we've got listeners in Liberia, and welcome aboard Liberia. I think that makes 23 countries now. Incredible. And we want to thank Wok Talk Radio for featuring our listing. I sent you guys an email. They featured our listing on this show today. And I'm thinking, you know, somebody likes us somewhere. I can't imagine why or who, but somebody does.
That's incredible. I'm blown away. Thank you to everyone.
It's pretty amazing.
Thank
and
you.
I think I know why. There's three of us here.
And everybody has this idea that threesome is going to be the best sex ever, whatever.
That's what it is. Okay. Thank you for the update.
Thank you. Yeah, you know.
They're hugging and kissing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
Salty.
Thank you. Yeah.
How is my boy? How you doing? Come on.
How's it going, Orlando? How you doing?
Say it again.
I said, how's my boy doing? Cornell, Andy, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. I'm sitting here still enjoying my anniversary and just living this hot life.
Yay, I'm so happy to hear that. I've been enjoying all the pictures and the videos that we've seen, and I'm so happy to hear you guys have had an amazing time, because you both deserve it.
Thank you so much.
It's a great experience.
I'm having a blast too. That being said, thank you, we'll see you Monday. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, end of the show.
That's it. Go off and have some fun.
Well, we're all doing great. What more is there to say? Yeah. You know, life is good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is.
I think life is good.
This issue is under investigation.
Yeah, we're trying. Thank you, but you know, we're having a good time. Hey, you know, Elon Musk came out and said they are he's going to create another amazing breakthrough, because he's going to produce an affordable robot. Yeah, this robot is going to be replacing some tasks.
Does not compute. Does not compute.
This robot's going to be replacing simple, ordinary tasks that workers do, that have the capability of doing. Instead of having a human head, is going to have a computer screen. And it will have arms and legs and be able to take on simple human tasks and replace people.
Wow.
Yeah. They also say, they say the reason why is that Elon Musk heard the Andy and Amanda show. He heard Amanda and I and said, we got to replace those.
You're a contemptible lowlife for talking this way about this country.
Yeah.
You're a contemptible lowlife for talking this way about this country.
Well, they probably do a better job than me, for sure, but... oh, wow. That kind of scares me. I know it's a thing that's been in futuristic movies for a long time and talked about in books and stuff, but, I mean, idea of, like, robots walking amongst us and, like, performing and acting like a human, it's kind of scary.
And the thing is... singing. The robot's going to listen to
it. Ain't nothing but a hound dog to cry all the time.
Yeah.
Ooh.
The robot's going to be singing, you know?
Wow.
He's full of shit.
Now, well.
Yeah, because it's not ringing after a voice. They can have somebody else's voice. Boo,
anyway.
Boo. No.
Boo. Robot. No. I agree. So what's up? We know about, you know, we got to talk about Afghanistan. We've been, you know, quite a bit all week.
Yeah.
It's a debacle. Even the U.S. reporters there, the left-wing media, supposedly the left-wing media, as opposed to the truthful media, has been even saying that that it's very hard being an American there and witnessing what's going on.
Yeah,
I know, you know, people are clinging to the bottom of U.S. military transport planes. A couple people clinged on during takeoff and fell to their deaths. a couple of Afghanist citizens. They're just, and now what the Taliban has done is formed a barricade around the airport in Kabul, preventing people from getting to the airport to getting out. Biden this morning offered assurances to Americans in Afghanistan that they will be assisting in the evacuation process and plan on evacuating thousands.
Yeah.
Tried to put an optimistic face on this absolutely chaotic maneuver.
It's a headache.
I don't get it.
Definitely.
I don't get it. And I don't want to compare some people automatically. I mean, you can't help because this Trump divide, that still exists, smaller but still exists. And they're still saying, Trump were in office. And even Donald Trump himself came out and said, look, I had talked to the head of the Taliban. You're right. I've negotiated a evacuation of American troops that will be done in stages. But for every stage, the Taliban has to give something in return. We're not just going to leave and just say goodbye. We're going to pull out people. Mm-hmm. Then you got to do something. We're going to pull out more people. Then you got to do something. We'll pull more out. Then you got to do something. It'll all be done by May 1st. And I don't believe anything Donald Trump says and trust him worth a grain of salt. I don't want to trust him as far as I could. Fart.
right.
I wonder how far that is.
and you got to hang around me some more, man. Wait and see. No, anyway.
okay, so the sound of a lighter behind you, and we'll measure the distance to see if I can set it out of flames.
It's flaming, man. Da, 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 da. But in theory, I mean, that would have been the way to go. Of course, the Taliban can't be trusted either. So you take two parties, neither one of which can be trusted worth a grain of salt. Then who knows what he would have said. But of course, Biden's beating his chest, saying, "See, you see, don't you miss me? This would never happen if I were president. But we should never have been there.
Right.
We should have only been played a very small role there." I think, and we talked about this last show. I say these things, and then it occurs to me that there's a lot of terrorist organizations and crazies over there, and I'm not just saying Muslims, because Muslims are by no means crazies at all. They're respectful, normal, decent human beings, and there's a few factions within the Muslim community that.
Yeah.
They're thugs and criminals, and they could be anything. Not just Muslims, they could be anything. And a lot of people just generally, Muslims, oh my God, they're terrorists.
No, they're not.
They're labeled, yeah. But there are factions of the Muslim community, not Muslims themselves, but factions of the Muslim community that have terrorist pockets over there, and the Taliban being a major one. And who knows what kind of a shelter they're going to provide. And even themselves, I'm thinking maybe, I say, hey, we should have been there. We should have gotten out. George Bush should have pulled them out. Obama should have pulled them out after he got bin Laden. And then I'm thinking, well, maybe we should stay there. I don't know. I guess I don't have enough expertise or insight. And that's what it comes down to. I'm not.
Well, no, we can only make a personal opinion based on the information that we're given and what we see go on. So, I think that would be a good option. Obviously, the people who have these relationships with those soldiers that are out there doing what they're doing would feel very differently, I'm sure. But I think it's a wise suggestion, at least. Biden is getting a lot of flack over this situation, but then everybody's going to get a lot of flack over this situation with how it's being handled by other countries as well, stepping in to try and help and do the right things. But as soon as anything important arises for any country or any prime minister or president, whatever, everybody's quick to judge, quick to jump all over it. You should be doing this, you should be doing that. And I'm thinking to myself, I can understand your opinions because of the information you're being fed. However, how would you handle it if you were in that situation with the amount of organization and political moves you have to take into consideration? You can't just go into some countries and say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this change. There's a lot of things, procedures and agreements have to be made in order to put the chess pieces in the right position.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Andy, I want to ask you a question. What is the reason why we was over there anyway?
George Bush went there in 2002 to locate Osama bin Laden. That's why we went there.
Wow.
Yes. Wow.
And we've been
I
over there for
that.
20 years, right?
20 years. Yep.
Yeah.
And
excuse me, Amanda. I'm sorry.
No.
You know, Biden said today he said, let me be clear. Any American who wants to come home, we'll get you home. He said, I cannot promise what the final outcome will be or that will be without risk of loss, Biden added. This, I'm quoting him. But as a commander-in-chief, I can promise you I will mobilize every resource necessary. And as an American, I offer my gratitude to the brave men and women of the U.S. Armed Forces who are carrying out this mission. They're incredible. What? They're saying something. Because every report we're seeing is that the Americans, the journalists, the assistants, the embassy workers, the people who are doing whatever the Americans are doing there, I don't even know half of it, are on their own. That the U.S. Armed Forces have retreated back into the airport and they're carrying out operations there. I don't know of any report that says the U.S. Armed Forces are in the streets of Kabul helping Americans get out. I haven't seen or heard anything like that. And I don't think it's happening unless somebody can prove me wrong. I think this is a huge, huge stain on Biden's presidency. I mean, just insurmountable in my opinion. I think it's gigantic, and it's just such a lack of, you know. Hey, listen, we went on for months talking about Donald Trump. And as we said, you know, before the hell campaign even started, we've been on the air that long. But yeah, really, when we go back a long ways, you know, this show on Donald Trump, don't we?
We do. Yeah, we have quite a history with him.
It's going down very rapidly, really rapidly.
Yeah.
And he's still on our show.
Yeah.
But I used to tell people, you know, it's the Andy Mander Show, otherwise known as Truth Radio, because we try to get behind the scenes, behind the headlines, underneath things, just set opinions and insight and, you know, kind of read between the commas and periods and the capital letters of the headlines. And And the truth was that Trump should have never been president. Never. He was a disaster. We spoke about it at the time. It wasn't about being anti-Republican. It wasn't about being anti-United States. It wasn't about being anti-anything. It was about being anti this one human being who should never have been in office. And if it were another Republican, we may have had some agreements and disagreements regarding ideologies and philosophies and agenda. But then, you know, you have an election and you don't like it, then do your best to vote him out and put somebody else in. But Donald Trump, in this case, was not like that. It's just that particular human being is a corrupt bullshitter. I mean, he's a liar. He's corrupt. He's a scam artist. He's a cheater. And should never have been representing his country, and we said so at the time. Now, getting back to my point, Joe Biden. Really no issues with him up to this point in terms of, you know, the direction and what he had to say and where his heart was. And, you know, I think this, what he did here with Afghanistan, leaving those people the way he's the commander in chief. And I think it was a gigantic mistake. And I think he's received a lot of criticism from Democrats, Republicans, military leaders, journalists around the world. And I think it's very deserved. Unless, you know, Maybe we'll get proven wrong. You know, maybe we'll say, well, this is what they've been doing behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You don't see everything. And we don't see everything.
Yeah.
We don't.
No.
We're sitting here on the sidelines. We don't see all the plays. We can't see what's going on.
Yeah.
You know? So.
The BBC have said, in terms of Joe Biden's character and the way he's handled things, they've said, Joe Biden struck a note of compassion during his speech and said he did not think anyone could see those pictures and not feel pain. He was referring to the horrifying images of people trying to flee Afghanistan. His remarks sounded like the old Biden, the leader who was known for his empathy. It was different from the remarks that he made earlier in the week when he struck a defiant tone about his decision to withdraw the troops. People have been appalled by the aftermath of his decision. And how he has tried to defend his actions. Voters, both Democrats and Republicans, wonder about his strategy and resent the way that he blamed others, whether Donald Trump or the Afghan army, for the catastrophe. His approval rating is now at its lowest point, 49%, since taking office, according to the poll tracker 538, showing many people have misgivings about his leadership. The man in the White House, they say, is not the man that they thought they knew. The president is trying to win them back, but for many, his efforts are too little too late. Well, we shall see, but that seems to be the common opinion right now.
Yeah.
You know what? My opinion is, I Joe Biden, to me, since he got in the office, it seemed like he don't care.
He came across like that to me, I got to admit, a couple of occasions that I was hearing him speak and, you know, the way he came across. And I thought, you know, leading up to him being the whole time he's been trying to become president, he showed so much empathy the way he expressed in everything. Mm-hmm. And I understand that once you have to take that position, yes, you do have to speak a little differently. You do have to put your point across in maybe a different way when you're aiming it towards not only the general public, but whoever else is listening, other countries and so on, blah, blah, blah. So he does, you do have to play a certain role being in that position, just like Trump did, you know. Trump took it on in the way he only knew how to do, by being his usual self. And Biden, I think, is trying to find his feet with how he's trying to be a president, being firm in his decisions, but also trying to find that that balance of compassion and empathy as well. And I think that's what we're seeing, is him trying to find his feet. Yeah, I could be wrong, but, you know, like you said, Connor, I've had that impression of him too, where I was like, whoa, okay, so, okay, I saw Biden all compassionate and all about empathy, and now he seems a little sharper around the edges and a little bit more...
I think early on, though, we got to remind ourselves that when he took office, you know, it was almost 600,000 Americans died of a disease, you know, of a virus that didn't need to die because of his handling of this out of the gate. And that rate was just incredible, and it had to be stopped and reversed. And that, you know, now 160 Americans or something, or a million Americans, 160 Americans, 160 million Americans are vaccinated. They're somewhere around there. Don't quote me on that. But you know, and he and also, you know, all the issues that were created by the infestation of the virus in our population, and there's a lot. I got to that was his focus, and he said it would be. He also said we're going to get out of Afghanistan, and we're going to do it peacefully, and we're not going to have helicopters that need to pull people off the roofs of buildings. Uh-oh. And would you have a recording? I think Biden did call his colleagues in Texas to try to get some advice here. I think we have that a copy of that recording here. Hold on. Here we go.
Houston, we have a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
<All right. laughs> That's an ancient recording.
We'll see what happens. You know, it's a
I
shame.
We
will.
Sorry. No, go ahead.
I insist. You go.
Okay.
You go.
I did see this disturbing video that they played on. It's like a clip on BBC News of this woman speaking about her brief experience of trying to flee Afghanistan, bless her. She said that she had her visa and she's ready to leave. And the Taliban had whips and everything there and in their hands. And they said, where's your male, what do they call it? Not companion, but I guess, In Taliban, you have to have a male presence there because women are seen as less than as men, right? So they're basically saying, you know, where's your male companion, in so many words. And she was like, I haven't got one here, blah, blah, blah. And they were just like, they started firing shots at her. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is horrific, this poor woman. And she was absolutely petrified. And it shook me a little, you know, hearing that, because you get this one impression of Afghanistan from media, and you only hear about what they want you to know. And unless you speak to anybody that's actually come from that country and experienced things firsthand. But to hear things like that, you know, as a woman, it's disturbing. to see mm-hmm. not just everybody treated badly, but, you know, that women as...
There's I saw a video of women behind bars, behind a gate, with American soldiers looking on, girls as young as 12 years old, you know, get me out, help, 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 help. And these women are being sold as slaves to Taliban soldiers.
Yeah.
Like you're saying there, and it's, yeah.
And of course, if you're gay or anything like that, the Taliban will shoot you on the spot. They will shoot you on the spot if they find out you are, which is horrific. I mean, they've already got their own laws and things on that anyway, and religious beliefs, obviously. But, you know, yes, they will shoot you on the spot. And that is, that's heartbreaking, absolutely heartbreaking. I just hope that these things start to move in a better direction for everybody, and, you know, we manage to get all those people out that need to get out, and you see these wonderful changes start to take place, because we're all in this together. And I love that the US and the UK are assisting. I'm unaware of other countries at this point stepping in. I'm sure there are.
Yeah.
I'm only ever hearing about the US and the UK, which is usually the case.
Yeah, that is the case. Yeah.
Yeah. We're usually the two to step in and help other countries and third world countries and things like that.
I did hear that Italy was delivering pizzas.
Oh, really? Fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Can you send them over here, please? Ooh, real Italian pizza.
A pizza. For you, I got the pizza.
A pizza.
5,700 people were evacuated as of Thursday. They paused flights for a little while this morning because of just as they make more plans to get more people out, but they are evacuating. And so we're going to get Americans out, and we will. Yeah, we're going to.
Yeah.
And whatever it takes to do that and to get Afghans, citizens who qualify for visas, they'll be evacuated as well.
Yeah.
And I think that will happen. There may be some loss in the process. I don't know. Maybe not, but I would imagine there would be. But here's, you know, so these Afghan people were living under the protection and living normal lives, you know, living okay lives. I mean, we heard some little incidents here and there, some attacks here and there, just a few here, a few there, very scattered, very isolated incidents and so forth. But they were protected. And suddenly, boom, the U.S. is leaving, and their life. How do you do that? How can you, with conscience, do that to an entire country of people?
Yeah,
Mr. Biden. Yeah. I want to know the answer to that question. How do you do something like that? You know, or without more planning, without more consideration, without more. Or do we go in there and just, you know, double our occupation, wipe out the Taliban, and take it from there? I don't know.
I don't know. Some sort of control needs to be put in place. And I know so many countries dislike the US and the UK, but they think that we interfere and we try to take over for our own political and gains and, you know, we're trying to take over the world. But I know we're portrayed like that so much and we're hated for it. We get so much hate for it. We really do. Yeah,
and where do the generals and the military officials stand on this? They're scratching their heads. And underneath Joe Biden, who do we have? Who's the do 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 Patricia Clark? No, she was the prosecutor for O.J. Simpson.
Oh.
Petulia Clark. No, she was the singer. Lulu? No, she's Bye Bye Birdie.
Clark Kent? Oh, no, wrong person.
Wait a minute.
You ever served in an infantry unit, son?
No.
Yeah. Have you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Actually, I did. I'm in one right now.
Oh, do tell.
Well, the I'm very excited. I'm very excited to be here. Thank you.
It's good great with you.
I sure you did.
Always spanked right into action, Andy.
Right into action, and we're going to bring on board now, none other than.
You have to see the wizard, the wonderful wizard of Oz. You find he is the wizard of Oz, if ever a wizard was.
Yes, our great advisor, our great wizard, our great person who knows everything about. And the stocks and putting money where it could do you some great good, and some great insight into the stock market and different companies and what they're doing. And he's been a great contributor to the show. And it's
absolutely
been
nice and tight after you're inside of it.
All that too. Please welcome Mr. Lee Van Dusen back to the program. Hey, Lee, there.
Hey, guys. Well, that was one hell of an intro.
I know. Wow.
Wow.
How you doing?
He'll do it the first
I'm
day
doing
he
fantastic.
Gets in.
How you guys doing?
Oh, yeah, we're doing good. Thank
you.
Doing
great, man. Thanks.
Hey, Lee.
I was listening to the show, and you guys were talking about a lot of good points and a lot of stuff going on over there today.
I know,
we're
right?
We're having some fun. Hey, Lee. I heard this. I read this today.
China doesn't like me too much. They pay us billions and billions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I heard that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what a beautiful Friday it is.
Oh, it is. Have you got that Friday feeling, Lee? I always ask the boys this all the time. Do you have that Friday feeling?
I love it because, so, like, this week just, like, flew by for me. Like, yesterday I was thinking, I was like, it's Friday already? I'm like, that's how you know you're doing something right.
You know,
when it's Friday already.
Yeah.
And
the best is yet to come.
It sure is, man. Oh. We're waiting.
The
We're
best
waiting.
Is yet to come.
Oh,
we are
yeah.
waiting. Yeah.
Oh
nice
boy! So have you guys been following any news on AMC?
We've been waiting for you.
Yes.
Yes, it's going great.
You just wait for me, do you?
Yeah.
It's funny because I was like, we missed a week last week. I think you were traveling. And I'm like writing sticky notes like everywhere all over my place. I'm like, too much information. So much going on.
Bless you, darling.
Yeah, we did. It was crazy. We did a later show last Friday. I spent 7.5 hours in Fort Lauderdale Airport. And we decided to do a show from there. So I was traveling.
I was looking all over for you. I couldn't find you for that $1,000.
Oh.
Lee, what you talking about? I was trying to find them. I was trying to find them myself.
Yeah, you had a better chance, Cornell.
You know, Lee, I've got that scene from that movie, Bruce Almighty, you know, where he's trying to organize the prayers and he's got all those sticky notes all over the room.
Yeah.
I can see that for you. You
yeah.
doing that. Yes, exactly. So, Lee, give us the good stuff.
So we'll start out with, so this was 2 weeks ago, Adam Ahrens and, you know, the board, they all had their quarterly meeting, and that's their earnings meeting, and they just started out straight off the jump saying, well, here it is. We made $2 billion this quarter, which is, you know, they made quarter one, they made $1 billion, and then quarter two, they made $2 billion. So they doubled their revenue stream, and this is like
great news for, you know, investors. This is what you want to hear. This is like the exact thing, like, all right, we double our money. You know, this is only heading in the right direction. They announced all these different things they're doing, that they're accepting, they're going to start accepting Bitcoin now at all their theaters.
Oh, really?
In the U.S. Wow. So, yep. So they're going to – this is huge because they're bringing blockchain technology into this, which implicates a bunch of different things. But just as that – as a whole is a good thing. So they have a whole lot of great things to say. And normally after, you know, in a regular market, normally afterwards, you know, the stock is just going to start skyrocketing up. How does it go down? I tell you, my company made $2 billion last quarter, and the stock price goes down.
Wow.
Yeah, what planet does that make sense on?
It makes no sense. You know, an AMC, if I had, let's say you buy, just say you buy 1,000 shares of AMC, where I bought it at 30 or 31. It's at 34 and a half right now, thereabouts. So even if you, in 2 weeks or so, you could have made $3,000-some-odd, which in 2 weeks is $1,500 a week. I mean, this isn't the big thing that's going to happen. I'm just saying, just by playing with this stuff, I mean, you know, that's a nice paycheck, $1,500 a week.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. I was looking at it, you know, because, you know, last night I'm like, all right, well, what if I sell some at 34 and then wait for it to come back down to 30, you know, and then buy it again, you know, so make my profit and then buy it again.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you know, well, I want to do that, but at the same time, it's like, I don't know whether I'm holding real shares, fake shares, what I'm holding. So I know that I'm holding some real shares. So if I sell some of the real shares, then I didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
Every ounce of me wants to make quick money, but that's not the play here. The play here is to play long, and that's just what I'm doing. So, you know, I'm making money on different investments and different things, but AMC is just literally buy and hold. I mean, and this is like, this is coming to the time here. I mean, Citadel sold off like $14 billion worth of shares in like blue chip shares, like Amazon and Google and Apple, and they just are like fire sailing everything. So this is like starting to get to the point to where they're like getting ready, and the CEO Kenny over there, he is supposedly moving all of this money over to the Cayman Islands, so nobody can touch it. So there's like all kinds of litigation and lawsuits pending and all this stuff going on because they're getting exposed right now. So we're showing the world what's going on with this movement. This isn't just about making money. We're showing the corruption right in front of your face every day. I mean, it's making national news, worldwide news now.
Mm-hmm. You know what's interesting also is that you get the Motley Crue. You get the Motley Crue who's saying why the entertainment stocks fell 5%. You know, oh boy, oh my God. You know, not the Motley Crue. That's a band, right? In the Motley Crue band?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I was wondering where this was going.
Who am I mean? The Motley Crue? The Motley Crue. Not Crue. What's his guy's name?
The Motley Crue.
What?
Yeah. That guy. What's his name?
You know, that guy. He's saying all this other stuff. You know, the guy at the place where he did the thing, you know?
Yeah, that's the one.
The guy. You're the guy.
That's the guy.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, him.
Oh, my gosh. But, so there's no – we're all hanging in there. I'm probably – I want it to go down, not up. Isn't that weird? I bought stock and I want it to go lower. I want to lose more money. I want to lose money.
It's the craziest feeling ever. It's like, what universe do I live in? Because I literally live in that world right now. I'm like, just keep coming down.
Yeah, I was
like, I took a bet on it. I took a bet on it. I placed a limit order, and I'm like, well, you know, I bought another 1,000 worth, and I'm like, mm-hmm. I put a limit mm-hmm. order for 30. I'm like, it's going to go down to 30. Sure enough, it did, and my limit order went through, and I bought in more. So I'm just going to keep adding to the pile.
Well, I'm down.
My portfolio is looking damn good right now.
I was hoping for high 20s, like 29, 28, and just buy a just buy a shitload. And it's not hitting it. It's not. It's I'll take a loss on what I own already. Come on down. It's just going up. Too many of us are buying, right?
Yeah.
That's what's happening. Is that what's forcing it up? Because we're all buying it.
Well, that is what's forcing it up. So they're just beating it down. Obviously, we've been talking about this. The hedge funds are just continuing to naked short it and just synthetic shares out the wazoo. I mean, it's astronomical what they're doing. That is when you see the share price go up, that's us fighting it. That's us buying in. So, you're only seeing like 41% as of today of what's actually happening. So AMC's buy volume, all the rest is being funneled through the dark pool. So you're not seeing any of that. So that even though 41% of that and they're, probably 100 million right now in the dark pool, worth of transactions, and we're only moving up a couple dollars. You know what I mean? It's just astronomical.
Yeah. Can't we just all help each other and say, hey, folks, let's all lay back for a little bit. Let's let the thing go down to 20s. Then everybody jump in, then it'll go back up again.
Well, that's kind of what we do, I would say, during the week, at least the apes, we try to get it down, let them just keep shorting it, let them keep doing their thing, and then we buy back in, but everybody's got different numbers, I personally think 30 is a great number to buy in at, I don't want to buy in at 32, but 30, it's not that much of a difference.
For how it is
in my own head.
It hasn't been below.
I would say, even if it goes to what's it at 34.5 right now. If we go up to, start hitting the 40 to 50 range again and we stay in there and I see us staying there for a while, well, I'm probably going to buy in there again too. You know what I mean? Because, where the floor is what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And
I'm just not seeing any downward trends at all. I'm just looking for a downward trend to buy in a limit buy, and it just isn't happening. It's just,
We had a bunch of green days in a row. I think we had three or four green days in a row.
Yep.
Wow.
So it's good
for me because I bought in on the red days.
Yeah, it's been all green. I bought in at 31, I think, or something like that, 32 maybe, somewhere in there. And I was hoping to buy more at 29 or 30. I thought it would go high 20s and hang there for a little bit, just hang around there. And I was going to buy a ton more. I was prepared to become a multi-gazillionaire with how much I was going to buy at 20-some dollars a share. But, so maybe I'll buy a little less at this price. I don't know. Not that I can afford it, but anyway, it's either a stock or a boat. I can buy the stock and buy a bigger boat.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Well, they've been talking like, I've been saying on previous shows, I think I'm going to hold for somewhere around $10,000 a share. And there's just been so much going on with behind the scenes that I'm like, this is like $10,000 a share is nothing compared to what we're going to see here. Like, honestly,
Jeez.
It's nothing.
Jeez.
They're talking $100,000 to $500,000 a share is absolutely doable.
What?
Yep.
For real?
Are you
kidding
me?
Seriously. And I've read up and up and up on this. Before I come on the air and say that is what everyone is all the hype's about right now is at what our actual stock price is. We've talked about this before, how in the dark pools our stock price is an actual price. It was somewhere around $5,000 a couple weeks ago. We were talking about that. And now what's happening is there's all these glitches I want to say it glitches in the matrix up in this. There's all these glitches going on right now to where it was a couple of days ago on Yahoo Finance. So they put up, you know, the charts and what everybody's making, all the stocks are making. And on there pops up for a few minutes $11,000 a share for AMC.
Whoa.
Well, why does that happen? Well, it's an actual algorithm, a computer that sources the data and puts it on there. So it's not like some intern or somebody just putting a price on there. This is an actual data sourcing program that brings that, you know, price and that news to Yahoo Finance. So it's already saying that we're $11,000 a share.
Whoa.
Mm. And, you know, some
perhaps
hold
that. A little bit lucky to get three. A lot of presidents have had none. They've never had. They stay on for a long time. They're young when they go on, and they're old when they come off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good story.
Oh, the feeling.
This morning I was watching some news, and I saw this live. It was this guy on YouTube, and he pulls up his brokerage account, and he pulls it up, and it shows that he owns 10 shares of AMC, and his account balance from that was $175,000.
Mm.
Whoa.
Another glitch in the matrix. How does that happen? Why would somebody just be giving free money away for no reason? Because if you look at it, it was $175,000. That means that the actual share price, if he's holding 10 shares, is $17,500 a share.
Wow.
No coordination, no nothing.
No nothing. Nothing. No collusion.
I'm not blaming anybody for that.
This is incredible stuff. This is just, I'm blown away. Each conversation we have, Lee, each time you come on and we're talking about this stuff, I have to pick my drawer up off the floor. You know, I've got marks on my floor.
You have to pick your drawers up off the floor? Wait, did I hear your pants fell down?
No, excuse me, no, my drawer. Not my drawers.
Who knew AMC was a panty dropper?
Pretty much. It's gonna be, right? You wait. All these eggs will become famous, and then all these ladies, you know, you're like, oh, how you doing? Yeah, you just made millions. Yeah, check me out. I'm giving girls a bad name. I'm sorry, women. I'm sorry, fellow listeners out there. Please just ignore what I just said.
Ignore us.
Yes, ignore. Oh, man.
So the question is, I have a question, and the question I have, if you're ready.
I'll answer the question.
Okay, you can answer it too. The question I have is there any kind of time frame that anybody's predicting is when we're going to start seeing this thing balloon up?
That's a good question. I mean, I know I balloon up about 30 minutes after eating a pizza, but AMC, I don't know.
This ain't reality TV!
Are you still there?
I never know what that guy is saying, but it's so funny.
Yeah, right?
I think we lost Lee. Are you still with us?
Oh, no, he's left. He's gone. I think our connection went somewhere, maybe.
It must be...
The human element has been removed.
Oh, well. So now we're back. Now you just got us. Yeah. So now we're just going to talk about, you know, he's talking about...
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Yes, I'll tell you. Welcome to our show, folks. This is the Andy Mander Show. Join the program by dialing 515-605-9888. Do you own AMC stock? Are you going to buy AMC stock? Are you in the market at all? If so, what do you own? What do you like? Are you watching the market? What's your insight? What are your ideas, your opinions, and so forth? Share with us here on the Andy Mander Show, 515-605-9888. We have a lot of program left. You can get in right now. We've opened phone lines, and we do welcome you aboard the program. That being said, I think Lee is back with us again. We lost you for a couple minutes. Are you back?
Yeah, you asked me if I was ready. Apparently, I wasn't.
Yeah,
like,
I know. Yeah,
that Citadel cutting in on our phone line, so we don't talk about it.
Oh, that's it. Cornell, look out for the black cars.
Yeah,
she advised me to keep my fingers away from them. Goddamn cunt.
Oh my goodness. Oh my. And who was that?
It is the Friday show here. We talk about anything, but we've been mostly engaged in the AMC and GameStop too. You know, the squeeze in the stock market. What people are, it's you know, in the headlines of all the financial papers, and a lot of the movers. A lot of the what I've seen, Lee, is a lot of these so-called experts of the hedge fund companies are all saying, "Oh, the AMC thing ain't going to happen. That's not viable." In the meantime, the business as itself, just for what the actual stock of the company. You know, in terms of just investing in their likelihood to become much more successful than they have been, their business is growing. And they're growing not only because people are returning to the movies and you know, with appropriate protections regarding COVID and so forth, but also AMC is starting to carry concerts. They're starting to carry sporting events.
Yeah.
And so you're going to see a lot more diversity. And they've got, 600 theaters, I think it is, across the country or something like that. You're going to start seeing a lot more variety and diversity as to what AMC does as an entertainment corporation. And I think that's got something to do with just their stock on a day-to-day basis as a viable business and people's faith in their business. So
that's what good businesses do, is they pivot.
Yeah.
that's just good business. You know, like you have all this happen, movie theaters shut down, you know, they were thought that they were caught and they were going to go bankrupt and that's not that they pivoted. They're having UFC mm-hmm. fights and they're talking to all the major mm-hmm. league, you know, teams and networks, and hey, I'm all for it. And a lot of that, you know, as Adam Aaron has come out and said, has come from us. These ideas, my personal idea that I tweeted right to Adam was mm-hmm. let's try and have sporting events, you know, like how if you had the Super Bowl or the playoffs, you'd sell out every single seat. Who wouldn't want to go see that? You know what I mean? If
exactly.
I can't make it to the game, who wouldn't want to see it on a 40-foot tall, you know, screen?
And, you know, and the guy is and the guy is happy as can be. I mean, he's just,
the
you know.
The secret is big deal. It takes 3 minutes, get him an orgasm. Then go to sleep.
The truth about Andy.
Yes. You said it.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Yeah.
Catastrophe.
Anyway, so we had, you know, Cornell, I don't know if you knew this, but Cornell is in Orlando.
Yes.
It's a heavy breather.
Of course you won't do this while my wife is in the car, Andy. I love you, man.
You can't run and you can't hide.
Like, who is that guy? You never talk about this on the show.
Yeah, any Cornell getting his black Escalades following you?
Are they? They're surrounding me now.
Oh. Oh, bless you.
Oh. So anyway, my question
is, why have you come here?
Well, to entertain, to have fun, to talk, to shed some light, you know, to be
real.
To be real.
Be real.
Be real. you know?
We're getting
you know?
So much interest over this stock market stuff, though. It's great,
yeah.
You know? And I think it's something that's been on everybody's minds on and off for years and years and years and years. You know, the general average person out there, I'm not labeling our listeners as average. No, you're special in your own way. You're amazing, okay? Don't take that wrong. So what I'm saying is, you know, the average Joe on the street, he's not in the Wall Street and then the stock markets and trading and all that kind of stuff. Everybody's had the interest in stock market. Maybe I could do that. Oh, wouldn't it be amazing if I invested in this? Oh, imagine making all this money off. And it can be done. Lee is saying it can be done. You've heard on many a show that it can be done. And
absolutely.
It just takes, you know, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, put the effort in and study it. And Lee has studied it. And you were seeing some interesting changes. We're seeing history take place right now, which is incredible.
This is absolute history. I mean, I can't even fathom the amount of money. Like, it doesn't even compute in my head yet because I've never had that much money. But
yeah,
they want to do it very
think
quickly.
Think about it, and it goes up to $100,000 a share, which every single person that I've listened to absolutely thinks that it can. That's astronomical money. It's just life altering. You won't live the same life after that.
No.
And now we're going to get money because we want the money.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, pretty much.
I bet you Trump shorted the stock.
You know, he's taking it the
other
way
years and years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But don't worry. On the Andy and Amanda show, we'll make sure Trump's stock go up because the way we...
Way up, then it went down.
What I think is going to be interesting is, so let's say that it goes up, you know, $300 to $400 a share. And then you got your paper hands, you've got your institutions. Let's say that they all sell off, you know, somewhere around $300 to $400 a share. The hedge funds still have to buy back 900% of the float. Even after everybody else is gone, and it's just the apes left, just us that are holding on to the stock, they still have to buy each and every one of them 900 times over.
Whoa.
So if you own one share of AMC, they've got to buy 901 just to get your one.
That's incredible.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Mm.
I don't know anything about what you're even talking about.
Well, I wouldn't let
what am I, speaking
know,
in riddles? Get a piece of bread and get out.
Well, first of all, could you imagine if I were president right now?
Well, to let everybody know, I couldn't get y'all no tasty cakes, but I got everybody that's on the line right now keychains.
Oh! Thank you so much.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
Oh,
no problem.
I feel spoiled. Oh, I made my day.
Much appreciated. Yeah, but there's no, we were saying before we lost you there, but in terms of a time frame, when we're going to start seeing this buyback and this squeeze and this, you know, and what will be indicative of this happening? Will stocks suddenly shoot up $1,000 in one day, and what will happen?
Well, I mean, it could play out. I've heard the scenario play out several different ways. So I've heard the scenario that the DTCC is going to try and control the squeeze. So like I was saying, if they let it go up to $300-$400, they're trying to control it. So they'll see what the sell-off is, who sells around there, and then let it go up a little more, and then just gradually come up is one theory. The other theory, which I'm a big fan of, is all else, everything, shit's just going to hit the fan, and they're not going to be able to control it, because if the SEC, which they are absolutely 100% currently looking into shutting down the dark pools and controlling this whole situation, when that happens, the stock price is just what it is. So if, you know, if the speculation is, you know, from Yahoo that it's 11,480, then that's what it is. If the speculation is 7,500 from this guy that had the other glitch, then that's what it is. So if they shut that down and we see our real stock price, it just is what it is. So that's what I'm hoping for, is we just see what the actual stock price is, and it just flips a switch and just triggers the MOAS. And that's personally what I'm hoping for. But other people say that it can play out, you know, for over the course of 3 days. It could play out over the course of a week, you know. But I haven't heard of, you know, I haven't heard the theory that the MOAS is going to happen for longer than a week yet. I haven't heard anybody say that, and
right.
That's exciting because I'm taking that whole week off of work, and I'll be glued to my computer. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Again, there's not a person on earth that could tell you when, and that's what this play is all about, is buying more and holding until. So it's, you know, it's not a when, it's not an if, it's a when. So when that happens, you know, of course we'd all love it to be tomorrow. But
who
knows how this is going to play out, because there's so many different factors. There's so much corruption, so many people hiding the actual truth, that if they have unlimited resources to keep doing this, then they will.
Yeah.
And, you know, 2 weeks ago we had discussed – you know, that they had to, they were on the securities list. Citadel and AMC was on the security list. And everybody had to cover those positions that they were short because they were on the security list for a certain amount of days. And I was saying, well, the stock price is going to skyrocket when that happens because they have to cover those shorts. And I hate to say it, but Will was right. And what his prediction was is they're going to keep doing the same thing that they've been doing and not giving a fuck and not doing anything that they have to. And that's they didn't. They didn't cover. They didn't cover.
What
the
a
stock
horrible
price.
Thing.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Wow.
So they could just keep doing this until something happens. So we've all got bets on how this is going to be triggered. My friend,
we got it done in less than 9 months.
Wow, that is amazing. Ooh, excuse me, amazing. That's incredible. I mean, I keep saying it every show, Lee, and I'm sorry, but it's so exciting. I've never done anything like this or been part of anything like this, and to watch this play out. And it's something that has been in my mind on and off for years. And I was a huge fan. Okay, let's start from the beginning. I was a huge fan of the movie Wall Street, okay? So, yeah, there we go, right there.
Back
in the day, I loved that movie. I would watch it multiple times. I could go back to it and just watch it again. It's just incredible. And I admired everything about it. And I thought, you know, that's a real player right there. You know, you can work stocks, make all these millions. Absolutely incredible. And now, you know, fast forward to now, and people are having this opportunity to be part of this, and it's just so exciting. There's just no words for me.
And we've got it.
It's astronomical what's going on right now. And if this doesn't get you excited, I got a little more news for you. So if this doesn't get you excited, I don't know what will.
Over the course of two days.
Huh?
If I send y'all some tasty cakes, y'all might get excited, right?
I've been hearing that you're going to send me tasty cakes for months now.
What he did was fantastic.
I'm glad that's not my salary.
Yeah, right? This is what happened. I sent them to Andy. Andy supposed to drove them to you, and I guess he ate them all.
Oh, I see. Yeah, so what were you saying, Lee?
So this week that we're in right now, I think it was Monday. Don't quote me, but I think it was Monday or Tuesday. We had institutions buy in just 2 days, $3.2 billion worth of AMC stock.
Wow.
$3.2 billion was invested into AMC stock from major institutions. So if major institutions are putting all their money in or a big-ass portion of it to AMC, that just goes to show you we're doing something right. We're on the right path. If everyone else is climbing on board now saying, oh, shit, you know, they're having FOMO, they're going to miss out on this, that's exactly what's going on. So everybody's piling on board with this. And the more people that pile on, the more money that comes in, the harder this is going to be to maintain us from squeezing.
Wow.
Mm. So everyone,
listen, this is the way it is.
If you don't have AMC stock, you should.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's incredible. I mean, and also moving from a personal level, forgetting the fact that I used to love watching Wall Street and love to be part of the stock market, you've got the whole revolution side of it where people are having the opportunity to be this, to have this, to be part of something like this when they've made you believe for the longest time, no way, you don't have the knowledge, you know, all these fandangled words that they use and, you know, to throw you off and confuse you, and these reports that you and Will were saying about, you know, that can be sometimes false in nature. And so, you know, the average person has been like, hell no, I'm not touching that. My God, no, I could lose so much money, you know, I could lose my money, everything like that. Yeah, that's kind of a possibility if you don't put the
Well, yeah.
But...
That's why they don't want retail investors in it. That's what they do. They want the institutions and the hedge funds. They all want to just run the show. Everybody makes money. Everybody just keeps going around in that loop until they get caught. And that's exactly what they're doing right now. We aren't scared anymore. We're learning. I've learned so much in the course of 6 months. It's unbelievable. Like I might as well have took a college class. I'm telling you.
Wow.
Just the amount of knowledge that I've consumed. I didn't know anything about stock markets. You know, I played a little bit here and there beforehand, but I just, you know, put my head down, put it into the books, put it into reading, you know, doing my due diligence and hearing what's going on. And it just interests me so much. And I didn't even know that was possible. You know, 6 months ago, I definitely would have been on here talking about some different shit. I couldn't say that it would be. I'd be on here talking investments. That's for sure.
Fair enough. But the amount of things you can teach yourself just by being at home and online and doing all the research yourself. You know, everybody's talking about that's a whole other subject. I realize, but you know, there are so many things you can educate yourself with.
See, I'm glad that you really gained. You know, that's what your show's all about.
I think she really believed me.
Yeah, I think she really did.
Yes.
But you know, and gaining, you know, insight. I'm right with you there. I mean, I've owned. I think when I was at, you know, I've never owned any real stock to talk about it. After 9/11, I bought some military contractor stock and thinking there'd be a war after 9/11, and I picked two stocks. I think one was Lockheed and the other was Grumman. I asked my friend who was a broker. I said, which one should I buy? He said, buy Grumman. So I bought Lockheed, and I bet right, and I made up pretty well. The stock, after 9/11, I don't know if you remember, the market
smart
closed
call.
For a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, closed for a week, and then it came back, and everything crashed. It crashed like crazy, except there's Andy waving a great flag because I did really well just by buying Lockheed. I figured, how could – and I didn't know anything about investing, nothing about the market. I just knew we were just attacked. Where do you want to buy – where do you place your money? In a military contractor. Hey, you know, so I did Lockheed, and bam, I made out really, really well. I made out real well. And I don't get it because all these stock hedge funds and stock investments and the Smith Barneys and all that and all their shareholders are going crazy and losing all this money. And there's Andy, a folk guitar player out of Philadelphia. You know, hey, I don't have to play guitar anymore. I did pretty well with Lockheed.
Right.
Wow.
Well, and that's exactly what this can do is, like, you know, whatever our careers are, whatever we're doing, everything is going to change. I mean, it's just going to change. Like, I can't even fathom having $10, $20, $30 million. It's just like... I'm over here, you know, like looking at homes, you know, what am I going to do with this? You know, businesses I'm going to start up, you know, I've been, you know, because the other part of this is, you know, you guys need to create an exit plan. So what are you going to do you know, with the money, how are you going to get it out? When, what's your sell price? You know, what bank is that going to go into? You know, you want to have it into a secure bank that can't just freeze your assets and say, oh, this is temporarily this and that. You want to have a full-blown exit strategy, how to get the money from the stock market into your hands.
Right. Okay.
That's just as important as betting on the stock. Because you can bet on the stock, and you can win all this money, but if somebody else gets it, then it's not yours anymore, is it?
He was a human vacuum cleaner.
That's a very good point.
Sucked it all out. Sucked it clean.
Oh, that's good advice. That is good advice, because that's not always something you think about. You know, you, I think the focus gets put too much on the stock market itself, and we don't think about banks doing that. And there's so much to this that people need to be aware of. And so these are great tips, absolutely great tips. So we're grateful for that, darling. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah, so I would definitely look into what bank, what institution you're going to put this money into. Just to know that they are a secure ass bank, and they've got the collateral, they've got the money, they've got the clout, they've got what you need. So you just have your secure money right then and there.
Right.
I've got an account over at the Bates Bank.
Oh my God! That means that you're never gonna get it back.
Wait, hold up! Wait a minute.
No, not really. Yeah, but I think you're right. You're absolutely right. Your investments in your portfolio and your savings and all that. We know it's secure and where it can be trusted. You know,
That's how you know that. That's how you know that we're in the end game here. If we're talking exit strategy,
oh,
we got to be getting close.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That view is the right one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree.
You're waiting to buy more. You're waiting until it drops.
I am, but I don't think it's going to drop. I
don't know. I thought this is what's so tough about the stock market is I so thought today was going to be a red day. I thought they were going to fight the shit out of us. They've had us, you know, keep bringing us down and down and down. I so thought today was going to be a red day, but everyone came through and just fought this thing up. I don't know. Did we finish green?
Yeah.
See here.
Yeah, we did. We finished green.
Yep, 34.41.
Yep. And,
there you go.
I want to do a limit buy at 30. That's what you were going to do, right? You did 30? Didn't you do your last one at 30?
That's what I did in the past, yeah. It went to like 29.88. I just passed it, and then it went right back up. So it just dipped for a second. My order went through, and then it went right back up to 31, 32, 33, and just hung around there. So I got lucky.
See, that's a 4,000. If you're buying a 1,000 shares, that's $4,000 difference between where it is and where you want to buy. You know, that's a big chunk of change. So I'm looking to make a big purchase, and I'm hoping it goes to 29. You know, I'll buy some more.
Well,
I don't know.
Nothing. There's nothing that says I have to buy everything that I want to put into AMC at this price. There's nothing that says that. Clearly, from my buying history, you know, $9, $14, $57, $30, I'm buying all over the map. Nothing says that you have to put everything in just at one time, just that you're gaining your portfolio, you're gaining shares. However you're gaining shares and you can afford to do it, you know, that's what you do. I knew that I was winning last night when my girlfriend, she was a financial advisor pretty much her whole life. I mean, this is what she did. She was all into finance. She got out of finance completely, said, I don't want to live this life anymore. You know, I'm not doing it. So she's a spiritual healer. She's doing, you know, great things with the community. And she's just all in on this. So she, for months, I've been talking about AMC, you know, almost to the point to where she's like, would you just shut the fuck up? So last night, I knew that we were winning because finally she's like, all right, I've heard you on the radio. I've heard you keep talking about this. She's like, it goes against everything that I believe in now, but I'm going in. So she bought some AMC last night. And I know I won when I got her to do it.
Yeah, well, you got we're all chimpanzees here. Not,
yeah.
I got
my banana out. I got my banana and my crayons.
Well, I have my banana split.
We're all, what do they call us?
Apes.
We're apes, not chimpanzees.
Apes. Yes. Yep.
Apes.
Ape nation. We're all a part of the ape nation.
I know. Something like
I
that.
I love it.
Yeah. You know, I think that, you know, even Tesla, let's talk about Tesla for a second. Tesla was riding in the 700s. And I'll step back a little bit regarding the story, but there was a couple of fatal accidents last year, one of which they claimed was caused by the vehicle being an autopilot, and it killed a couple of people, unfortunately. But the car was not equipped with – no, not autopilot, because they have autopilot equipped with full self-driving option, which means that on the highways it changes lanes and goes through various interchanges and so forth. But the car was not so equipped. But based on that accident, the Department of Transportation and the Department of Justice are jointly investigating the viability of Tesla's full self-driving cars. So upon hearing that news, the stock went from 700s down to low 670s. Now it's going back up again, 679, I guess, climbing back up. At the same time, Tesla is going to have the Cybertruck, which they have not really made this too public yet because they're counting on introducing the Cybertruck next year, early. Typical Elon Musk. It ain't going to happen early next year. It's going to happen way later. And even when people hear that news, it drives the stock down a little bit. And now they're going to have the Model 2, which is going to be something like the Model 3, except a hatchback, smaller though. That's going to go between $19,000 and $24,000, somewhere in that vicinity. So everybody's going to be able to afford this incredible computer on wheels. It's an amazing car.
Right.
If you can afford a Ford, you can afford a Tesla. And if you drive and look into both, it's hands down which car you're going to buy. You're going to buy Tesla.
Absolutely.
So even though it's expensive, this is a stock that's almost, you know, $700 a share, and it will be probably next week. It'll be up in the sevens again, I bet. The Cybertruck is going to outdo the Ford F-150. Then they also – don't forget about the big rig they have. It's going to go on autopilot from coast to coast across the nation's highways. There's no driver. That's under development right now. They'll probably have a driver in as a safety, but he won't be doing anything. They'll have a glass panel in front of the control wheel. It says, in case of emergency, brake here. You know, I mean, that kind of thing. Then we have the Model 2, which is really going to open things up. And I just hope they can produce all these vehicles. But their stock is going to be well over $1,000, probably $1,200, $1,300 a share when all these things are rolling. And if you can get in right now, I don't care if you buy three shares, you know, at $700 a piece. I mean, you could buy a whole lot of AMC.
It's a good
stock
move. I mean, it is expensive. Yeah. That's the problem. Yeah. It's so expensive to, like, make a you know, profit off of this because how expensive it is if you got the cash, you know. So, but that's absolutely one of the stocks that I'm going to be investing in after the squeeze. I've got a whole bunch of different things I'm doing. I mean, I pulled my Bitcoin. I've been investing Bitcoin for 5 years now, and I sold my Bitcoin and invest in the AMC. That's how much I believe in this. And I believe the hell out of Bitcoin. So, you know, my theory here is, you know, I sold off my Bitcoin and I bought, you know, a ton more in AMC. And then after the squeeze comes, I'll buy a couple coins of Bitcoin, buy into Tesla, buy into things that, you know, you can't really afford to buy if you're, you know, medium grade, you know, person. You know, you can only afford to buy so much. So,
yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, I just put a couple of shares at seven, so I'm down $20 a share, whatever. You know, I own two shares. You know, but I was hoping to buy 10 shares at like 700 and just buy 10 shares. And let's and forget about it. Let's let it sit. But then I figure I could take that same money and buy a whole lot more AMC stock.
Yep. Because this is the play. This is the play. AMC and GameStop is the play. I want to do so much, you know, so many other investments right now. I have this whole list of investments that I want to invest in. But every time that I want to do that, it just brings me right back to, well, bitch, buy more AMC.
I'm <worried.
laughs> just waiting it out.
Yeah. Yeah. And GameStop is, where are they right now? Their GameStop is 159.3, up 6.40, all green.
Yeah.
GameStop's all green.
And they're going to squeeze together. I mean, that's what everybody is speculated that, you know, when one squeezes, the other's going to squeeze. So they're going to force each other to squeeze, basically. So, you know, AMC, I just like the movement behind it. GameStop's got its own movement with its own people. It's got apes in it. It's got plenty in it. And like I said, I've just bought one share just to see what it does.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing, people are saying, you know, that GameStop can squeeze up to $1 million a share, you know, with the buy ratio volume. It's like, well.
But
so,
didn't the GameStop.
You know, I wouldn't sleep on GameStop either. If you got money, put it in GameStop too, for sure.
Didn't that already happen, though? I mean, GameStop went up to, what, $400 and some a share when it was down in the almost out of business price range?
They went pretty high.
So didn't that already happen in a way? I mean, aren't people looking out for
that? That wasn't the big squeeze. That wasn't the big squeeze. That was what everybody was saying was, you know, oh, the squeeze happened, and then they just started naked shorting it. So they made it look like the squeeze happened. That's exactly what I'm saying to you guys about AMC is, sure, they can let it go to 300-400. Let everybody sell off who's going to sell off so they can buy them at a discounted rate while they can. And then let's let it go up to 1,000 or 2,000. Let everybody sell off so we can buy it at a discounted rate. They don't want this thing to go to 100,000 a share if they have to buy back 900%, 900 shares for every one share. They just can't do it. They can't.
Yeah.
It's just they don't have enough money to do this. So this is just where it's going to get interesting is to see how this unfolds.
Yeah. Mm.
So wow. I don't have any GameStop. So maybe, you know, just play with that. You just have a couple of shares, you said, Lee, of GameStop?
I just bought one, and I'm probably going to buy a couple more, you know, with the Bitcoin sell-off that I did. Probably buy a couple more of that. And, you know, it's all about making money. You know, I'm 100%, you know, AMC all the way, but it doesn't mean that GameStop's not right there with it. By any means at all. I mean, there's still plenty of following.
Even at GameStop, $159 a share, I could go ahead and buy a whole lot of AMC for that same money and get a whole lot. You know, why buy GameStop?
Well, that's why that's why I bought one.
Right.
That's why I bought one, and I bought a shitload of AMC because it's affordable.
I mean, everything I do, you know, I go out and buy a beer, you know, a couple of beers and a hamburger in California. That's if you know, that's $50 right there, right? I go out and buy a beer.
Yeah.
I could turn that money around, and put it in AMC.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, yeah.
It's true.
You know
what I mean? It's true. You know,
I put in everything that I could possibly afford to put in, you know, while still, you know, staying living.
Yeah.
<in rent>. Yeah. Staying amongst the living here. But I'm bet all in. So we'll see.
Yeah, I'm like, go out. Here we are in California. I mean, you know, Lee, you could go out for a beer and you know, French fries or something. And between tax and a tip, you're $35 in a heartbeat. You know, I'll stay home and have a tasty cake and bananas and put the money in AMC.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Hey, if you spend the $50, you know, on your burger and a beer, or you spend it on a lottery ticket that has very, very good freaking odds of winning.
Yeah.
Why not go buy that lottery ticket when it's slighted in your favor?
Yeah.
That beer and the burger is just going to make you fat. This will make you fat wealthy.
Yeah, or go to Total Wine and buy a pack of Kona beer for $14. You know, there you go, folks. You know, you get 12 bottles of beer, Kona beer, not just any beer, for $14 or whatever it is. Total Wine is where you buy it. Okay. Anyway, moving right along. Anyway, we have a few minutes left on the show, and what I'd like to do, and as you know, Lee, and what we also did with Will is with us, who's a friend of Lee's, also very knowledgeable to what's going on. As a matter of fact, Will turned you on to this, am I right? Is that how that happened, Will? Lee,
he did.
Yeah, here we go.
He did. So, we were at like wit's end. Him and I weren't even talking, and we've been friends our whole life. Like my whole life, well, him and I have been friends, and we were in a scuffle and an argument, and just out of nowhere, he's like, "Hey, whatever happened, it happened. But I wouldn't be your friend if I didn't tell you about this because I need to see you get rich with me." Him and I started talking again. So.
Yeah, that's a friend.
That's a friend. He said, "Hey, whatever the differences are, set them aside. Let's get rich."
Wow.
What we've been doing each show, because we have new listeners every single program, every single week, and we also have a new country in Africa that joined us this week, which was Libya. Is that what it was? Yeah, I think no. I have to look again. I think it was Libya. Anyway, for the benefit of those who are joining us now who haven't had the benefit and pleasure of listening to Lee Van Dusen on our normal Friday shows as we talk about AMC and various insights as to what's going on in the world of investments and hedge funds and stocks and squeezes, and we've been very well educated by this guy who's joining our program, we thought maybe, Lee, you would just like an elevator pitch for the benefit of our new listeners, say, what the hell are we talking about here?
Well, we're talking about buying a lottery ticket that you're damn sure is going to win. So we're talking about go open up a Fidelity account or whatever brokerage you'd like, you know, and just buy what you can buy of AMC. It's not financial advice, just my personal opinion, but – this is happening right now for all the new listeners. This is happening right now, and I'm not sure how much longer it's going to be able to be bought. So if you're interested in it, go ahead and open up an account, put in your bank information. AMC is the symbol. Put in what you can and watch your money pile up.
Hey, Lee, how you say it? Stop being cheap.
Stop being cheap. You know you can afford one share AMC. Stop that.
Jeez, God.
Hey, Lee, who's your pick in the World Series this year?
Who's my pick in the World Series? I haven't been following. I'd love it to be the Phillies, but who knows? I don't know. Who's in the standings here?
I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Yeah, the Phillies were in first place. I got to see that, and then the Dodgers came out there, and the Dodgers beat 2 out of 3. Same thing they did in L.A. I saw them play the Dodgers in Citizens Bank Park. It's so great to go there in Philadelphia and watch a baseball game. And now they just they dropped yesterday to the Arizona Diamondbacks. The Phillies did that. It's one of the worst teams in baseball. And they go on to San Diego this weekend. I might go down there. San Diego, about a couple hours south of L.A. I might go down there and watch the Phillies and the Padres just for the hell of it. Why not?
Oh, that'd be cool, Andy.
I saw the Phillies and the Dodgers here in L.A. Then I saw the Phillies and the Dodgers in Philadelphia. I was going to go to Phoenix and see, because my brother lives there too, I was going to go see them play the Diamondbacks. And it's a long driver, pain in the ass flight. But San Diego's, it's bam, hop, skip, and you're there. You know, Lee, it's right to the south of us here. So that would be worth doing.
So what you're saying is you're gonna buy a box and then we're all invited?
Yes, I'm going to buy a box with my – Lee, I think something? I think we'll buy a box with AMC.
There you go.
A company box. A company box.
I might buy a team.
Yeah, buy a team. I think we'll see how much we get. My pick, just so people know, because we're going to come back and visit us again next week, my pick is the Los Angeles Dodgers again. They're going to do it again this year. World Series, the Dodgers are going to do it again. They're just so good.
Right.
So good. They're right behind the Giants. Super Bowl, real quick. Lee, Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. Well, I saw the preseason of the Eagles. wasn't too impressed. as I would love a repeat, you know, and I bleed green, and I'll be there every step of the way, but. We'll see. Maybe another 10 years we'll get it.
Yep. I'm thinking the Atlanta Braves. The Super Bowl. No, they're baseball, right? Yeah, okay.
They got a better chance.
I'm going for the Houston Oilers.
Oh, yeah, Houston Oilers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go for the Montreal Expos.
Oh.
There you go.
And I'm just going.
We're going to talk about sports. This is what a clever entree into next week's discussion. We're going to be hitting the sports world, baseball and football next week, now that things are kind of, you know, we're starting to look at the playoff season just ahead of us here in baseball. And, of course, the NFL pre-games, all the spring training games, what do they call it? No, it couldn't be spring training. What do they call it in football? Preseason games.
Yep.
Are underway. We're going to be visiting that. Lee, we're going to be joining us again next Friday, we hope, right, if you can.
Fantastic!
Yep. Awesome. And we had some news items on our website. Look at the Andy and Amanda Show website at Blog Talk, and you'll see some of the news items that we briefed on there that we were going to talk about today that we didn't get quite to touch upon, but what we did touch upon was much more exciting. I got news for you. And all the best to those of you. I know we're in 22 countries around the world. Anybody who's got family or concerned about anybody, any loved one or a friend that might be in Afghanistan going through this horrible, horrible adventure there now, we wish them all the very, very best, and please be safe, and we'll see how we see our way through this catastrophe, as Dr. Ruth says on our show. Amanda, why don't you take us home? We're done. We're out of here.
Okay.
Have a good weekend. Yeah.
All right, I'll take this. Okay. So on behalf of Andy Gimbel in California, Hollywood, myself, Amanda Love here in the UK, thank you to Cornell for joining us once again in Florida. Thank you to Lee Van Dusen for joining us and giving us the awesome updates, and look forward to having you back next week. And thank you especially to you guys for listening and supporting us. We adore you. We love you. Thank you so much. Take care and have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Take care,
guys.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Please tell me that's not your plan.
That's all, folks.